It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
And in a heartbeat, everything changed. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts on Tuesday confirmed that that leaked draft opinion showing the court is about to overturn the landmark Roe v. Wade decision is authentic, but he noted that it does not represent a final decision in the case. Well, duh. Roberts did vow to investigate the leak of the draft, written by Justice Alito and published by Politico. He condemned it as a, quote, singular and egregious breach of trust. The opinion was marked as a first draft, and it shows unequivocally that the court's right-wing majority had determined that Roe, which established the constitutional right to abortion nationwide, was, quote, egregiously wrong and deeply damaging. Wow. Alito wrote that the 1992 Planned Parenthood v. Casey decision, which limited abortion rights without eliminating them, prolonged the court's error. Well, as you'd expect, protests erupted nationally after the news broke that the high court is going to do what the political right has been working toward for decades, overturning the federal constitutional right to an abortion. The final opinion is not expected until the end of June. And of course, the language could change before it's formally released. Well, as Democrats scrambled for a reaction, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said they'll hold a vote.
First, it is our intention for the Senate to hold a vote on legislation to codify the right to an abortion in law. Second, a vote on this legislation is no longer an abstract exercise. This is as urgent and as real as it gets. We will vote to protect a woman's right to choose, and every American is going to see which side every senator stands on.
And then what, Chuck? As they don't have the 60 votes they would need to get the bill past a Republican filibuster, they also don't have enough support to do away with the filibuster. Of course, the usual suspects, Manchin and Sinema, balked, but even the president said, nah, I'm not ready to do that.
Mr. President, can you do away with the filibuster to codify Roe?
I'm not prepared to make those judgments now.
But President Biden wouldn't go so far as to call for an end to the filibuster to get it done. Therein lies the problem.
Come on, man.
And if you're wondering who the Republican Party is pleasing with this move, well, it's a small minority. In a new Washington Post ABC News poll conducted last week, 54% said the court should uphold the original Roe v. Wade ruling. That's compared to 28% who said it should be struck down. That's roughly a 2-to-1 margin. But if this leaked decision becomes official, the court will uphold a Mississippi law banning abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy, and it would also trigger automatic bans in at least a dozen other states. Former President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle said the conservative majority's draft decision would, quote, relegate the most intensely personal decision someone could make to the whims of politicians and ideologues. The president of the European Commission on Wednesday proposed banning imports of Russian crude oil over the next 6 months in what could be the European Union's costliest measure yet to punish Russia for the invasion. The plan also calls for halting purchases of refined oil products by the end of the year. But Slovakia and Hungary on Tuesday said they would not back this embargo, saying they were too dependent on Russian oil and natural gas and would not be able to replace the lost supply. The 27 members of that trading bloc are expected to start discussing the embargo on Wednesday. This would be part of a sixth sanctions package from the European Union. Well, here we go. Primary season is off and running. Ohio and Indiana kicked it off on Tuesday. In Ohio, Rob Portman's impending retirement leaves open a Senate seat. On the Republican side, author and Trump toady J.D. Vance, yeah, not J.P. Mandel, rode the former guy's endorsement, if that's what that was, to victory over fellow Trumper Josh Mandel and Matt Dolan, who was the only Republican in the race to disavow Trump. His late surge in polling in recent days wasn't enough to get him past Mandel, but he did close in on him, finishing only about a half a point behind him. Vance will face Democratic Party nominee Ohio Representative Tim Ryan in the general election. Ryan, whose campaign calls Vance a phony and an elitist, easily won his primary against Morgan Harper, a progressive former attorney at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And finally comes news that the former guy's company and his 2017 inaugural committee has been ordered to pay the District of Columbia $750,000 to settle allegations they misspent money raised by the nonprofit inaugural committee and used it to enrich Trump's family. Come on, you knew that was coming, right? Well, D.C. Attorney General Carl Racine on Tuesday said, quote, "No one is above the law, not even a president." Well, neither the Trump Organization nor the committee admitted any wrongdoing. The case involved more than $1 million in alleged improper payments to the Trump International Hotel in Washington, D.C. Trump said in a statement that the case was, quote, "yet another example of weaponizing law enforcement against the Republican Party, and in particular, the former president of the United States. So bad for our country." Of course, my question is, when do the criminal charges kick in? And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.